The North American Free Trade Agreement turns 20 this year, and next week, representatives from the three countries involved will be in Phoenix to talk about it. The event is sponsored by the College of Public Programs at ASU, along with the University of Calgary in Canada and Tec de Monterrey in Mexico. Jonathan Coppell is the dean of the College of Public Programs.
What has emerged through the work of the organizing committee, which has representatives from all three universities, has been an agenda that reflects the interests coming from these three different places, and they're not the same. And so I think that the program probably looks different than it would look if it was something that we just put together unilaterally.
Is there anything that you've seen that surprised you so far?
I think that the thing that is most interesting is that the attitude is not one of retrospective judgment of whether this was a good idea or not, but rather a very practical focus on how do we address the shortcomings or the things that haven't worked as well as we might have hoped moving forward.
You mentioned that this is sort of a prospective kind of thing. What does it take in your mind to take something from a discussion like this among academics and other people and then put it actually into action?
So that's a great question, and we're really actually excited that only a week and a half after the conference, there's a follow-up event scheduled in Calgary, and we will have a discussion where the findings from our conference will be presented to a group of leaders from Phoenix and Calgary to say, all right, we've identified the following problems. How do we address those issues? How do we move past them? And we're planning a similar follow-up event in Mexico City.
Free trade, it seems, has become one of those issues, especially in national politics, that's gotten some controversy. How do you make sure that that doesn't sort of permeate and overtake the discussion that you're hoping to have?
Well, I think by focusing on the practicalities of trade. So, for example, what are the logistical bottlenecks at Nogales, for example, that impede the free flow of goods? You get a little bit more distance from the big picture ideological conflicts that seemingly make it very hard to have a constructive conversation.
Do you think that there are lessons from NAFTA that can or should or have been applied to other trade agreements between countries?
Yes, I think there are always lessons. I think that one thing that the NAFTA sort of history shows, not just the implementation, but even the period leading up to the agreement, is that you can't just say everything's going to turn out okay, trust us. You actually have to articulate and think through how the agreement will unfold and where the benefits and costs will be felt.
I know this might be a question like picking your favorite child, but is there anyone in particular that you're most excited about hearing speak or getting to interact with?
What I'm looking forward to, honestly, is the interaction between the types of people that we've got attending. So we have public officials, we have business leaders who are in the trade sector concerned with logistics and so on, and we have academics who are experts on trade and relationships between these entities. As odd as it may seem, those groups don't talk to each other very much. And so what I'm excited about is having a conversation that brings these groups together. And if they see the status quo as being different than each other, well, that in and of itself is a useful part of the conversation.
Jonathan Coppell is the Dean of the College of Public Programs at ASU. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on your show.